Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I think about it all the time. When I was a child growing up, you know, we didn't have a lot. You know, my mother worked and my father worked, but there was barely enough money to pay all the bills. You know, there was me and my two sisters and my brother. They had a house. So they were paying a mortgage, which was new. I think my mother was the first homeowner in our family in 3 generations. And so that was a stretch for them to have a mortgage. My family went straight from subsidized housing to a mortgage. There was no in between. And that was a stretch for them financially. And then my father got laid off and my mother would work all day long. And then she would come home and then she would refresh and reset. And then she would go and clean office buildings all night. And so it was the kindness of strangers who would come and donate toys. And whether we were going to a community center or a bar, one time we went to a club or, you know, they brought them to our church. We had a gift under the tree. So now that I'm grown and an adult and I have children myself, I can look out and see people who are doing the work to put smiles on the faces of children like me when I was a child and we didn't have any money, to make sure that these kids don't wake up and don't have a gift under the tree and not know why, right? I have to salute Mike Oker because he is doing amazing work on the north side, making sure every Christmas that kids have an amazing Christmas by giving away gifts. Mike is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Mike, thank you so much for the work that you do to spread holiday cheer each and every year.
Shaletta, thank you so much. You are amazing. You are out here in the forefront is doing so many things for not only the kids with autism and the families that have kids with autism, mine being one as such, but everything you do in the community as well in all other areas. I watched you blow up over the last couple of years since I was introduced to you, and you helped me with my event, I think it was 2 years ago, and I'm just extremely proud of you. I just wanted to say that, and thank you for having me back on your show to talk about this amazing event that we're able to put on in North Minneapolis again this year. It is going to be geared a little different this year because we did lose a little bit of our major funding. So we are getting together. We had 25 biker clubs, and we also have some organizations and businesses in North Minneapolis that are all getting together still to have a big party for the kids at Creekview Park. And we're going to have pictures with Santa and food, and we've got Walter Q-Bear Banks from KMOJ Radio will be there DJing for the kids, so we'll have plenty of activities, and we have face painting, and we've got our clowns, and we have just a myriad of activities for the kids. We've got bounce houses, and we're just going to have a big party this year at the park with some food and pictures with Santa Claus. We have Dwayne, our picture man, is coming, and he's going to have physical photos with frames that they can take home with them, and I have something to put on their refrigerator
that,
or whatever, on the mantle at home, and Yeah, I get to come see Santa and have pictures. Charles Caldwell, one of my great friends and a mural artist in North Minneapolis, did all my amazing murals back in the day at the Forest Street Saloon and many more. He's working on an amazing mural on Kemp's on Broadway Avenue. He is my partner in crime out there with Santa Claus. Me and him are going to be Santa Claus. So we have two Santa Clauses at the event. And, yeah, it's going to be a great party. I'm so excited. And every year the bikers come together and the organizations. We have McDonald's supplying some of the food, Solo Foods mm-hmm. is supplying some of the food, and amongst others that are coming together to just put together this great event. So it's not me, Shaletta.
Okay,
I
now,
get to do the organizing.
I know, but somebody got to organize it. Somebody got to get all these
you're
people
right,
together.
You're
now,
right.
it is on December 14th. Tell the people what time and where again.
Creekview Park. It's located at 5001 Humboldt Avenue in North Minneapolis. And we've got the whole park. We've got the gymnasium, the food area, and everything. So we've got the whole park for everybody. There won't be any long outdoor lines or anything. We're going to have a huge party inside the gymnasium. So it'll all be indoors. December 14th, this coming up Saturday, coming up this next week here. And it will be held from noon to 4. And all kids are welcome. It's all free. We'll have a lot of stuff and fun and food and games, activities, and everything for the kids. It's going to be a great time.
I cannot wait. It's going to be so fun, and it's going to be such an amazing event. But the reason that I asked you to come on the show, because there is a need. You need somebody in a Grinch costume.
We absolutely do.
Okay, talk to me about that, because there's got to be somebody out there who is in theater or who has a costume shop or who just does this kind of stuff for kids on the side right. because they're retired. You need a Grinch costume. Talk to me about that, because that's I was like, wait, he needs something. He's always giving, and now he needs. It's our turn to give back to you. So talk to me about the Grinch costume, and do you need somebody to be in the costume? You need just the costume? Give me the scoop.
What brought that to my mind was that last year, somebody out of the blue showed up at our event, and we didn't know who they were. They were an amazing Grinch in theater costume, just full-on Grinch attitude and everything, and was there for the whole party with the kids. They had a great time taking pictures and just playing with the kids and having a blast, and he disappeared as quick as he appeared. And we didn't have a contact for him, and I just know he was the life of the party. And I know if we had an opportunity to get a hold of him or anybody that has a Grinch outfit that they would like to come and spread some love for the kids in North Minneapolis and beyond and have a great time at the event, it was a blast.
Okay, so if you are out there and you are a Grinch, you have a Grinch costume. You enjoy hanging out with kids. Mike needs you next Saturday. Okay, how can they get in touch with you? If there's somebody who's saying, you know what, I need to give back. I got this Grinch costume. I haven't been using it. Or they've got somebody at a costume shop who says, you know what, I got this extra Grinch costume. Nobody is renting it next Saturday. Let me go ahead and donate it to Mike and his crew. And somebody can jump in that costume, have a good time, and then bring
it. We got plenty of bikers. How can you get somebody to do it? That would be great.
How can they get in touch with you?
I'll put my number out there. I have no problem with that. Shaletta is 612-220-4939. And if there's anybody else that has any other Christmas-oriented costumes that they'd like to come and entertain the children with us, we're welcome to anybody that wants to volunteer.
All right, we got 612-220-4939 looking for all Grinches. You know what? I just had this great idea, because I have great ideas all the time, Mike.
You know how they have the
100 Santas? You know how they have the 100 Santas run and they have like
Grinches.
A big run?
That would be amazing.
Let's get 100 Grinches. Let's get 100 Grinches. You already know where
amazing.
I'm going. You know me so well.
Yes,
we want
yes.
100 Grinches next Saturday at Mike's party. We don't just want one Grinch. We want 100
You're
next
amazing,
Saturday
Shaletta.
Afternoon. We want want you to call Mike 612-220-4939. We are calling all Grinches. We need you. Mike, thank you so much for being on the show. This is always fun hanging out.
Thank you so much. You are an amazing person, and I loved hearing about the We rock the spectrum, and I am going to bring my granddaughter. Yes. She's going to love that. So, yeah,
oh,
I'm
you
excited.
Guys are going to love it. And when you come, you make sure you tell them that you know me, and I'm actually going to leave a gift card for you at the front desk, so you don't
awesome,
have to pay.
Shaletta.
So when you come, you tell them that you have a gift card, that I left it at the front desk, and then there's for 2 hours, it's like $18, but it's like on the
yeah.
system, so there's not like somebody tapping you on the shoulder telling you gotta
right.
leave. So you'll have 2 hours. So you come on over, bring your grandbaby who's on the spectrum, and y'all come in here and play and have a good time. You'll love it.
Thank you so much, Shaletta, for everything that you do as well. You are
all right.
Amazing.
God bless you. Thank
God bless you.
And y'all stick around. We've got more to come.